This next conversation could represent some good news for Kahoolawe, but exactly what that news might be remains to be seen. Today, the Senate is scheduled to vote on HB 2034, HB 1SD2. The Kahoolawe Island Reserve Commission had asked for $600,000 to pay for staff and make some boat repairs so it could continue its work. The latest version of the bill replaced that dollar figure with an unspecified amount. The commission has been growing short of money to continue to restore and preserve the island. That $44 million in federal funds appropriated 20 years ago is now down to about $500,000. About this time last year, we talked with Michael Nahoopi'i, the executive director of the Kahoola Island Reserve Commission. He's back with us now with an update. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thank you very much for inviting me back here today.
Nice to talk to you. So let's talk about a couple things first, just to get some clarity. We tend to focus on what happened with the Navy and Kahoolawe. But the point that you've been trying to make and maybe getting out there a little bit more these days is that problems on Kahoolawe were even predating the time that the island was used for target practice.
Yes, Beth Ann. You know, the history of Kahoolawe's ecological degradation started over 200 years ago, and it started back with Captain Vancouver in about 1780 bringing a gift of goats to the Maui chief Kahikili. They placed those goats on Kahoolawe, and from that day in the 1780s all the way until 1993 to be exact, goats ravaged the island, history of uncontrolled herding, also cattle ranching on the island, really caused the environmental degradation of Kahoolawe. And that is the history that we are trying to repair. It's a history of Hawaii as, you know, a modern state, and also the modern history of Hawaii is tied into invasive species coming into Hawaii and taking over the landscape and destroying the landscape. The Navy's bombing started in 1941. It complicates what we do today, and it is a very large part of the degradation of Kahoolawe. And the Navy did some work, but it's still not done. So there's two big major issues that we're trying to overcome today.
When you say we, you mean we with the larger sense, but in particular with the commission, being in charge of ordnance removal is not what you do.
Yes, that's true. The Kahoolawe Island Reserve Commission, as a state agency, our organization focuses on the environmental restoration, managing the island's natural and cultural resources, preserving its unique archaeological history and cultural history. We don't touch the bombs that are out there. That is a responsibility of the military, and we have continued communications with the military about continuing doing cleanup on the island, and we just had a call from Senator Rono's office about what are possibilities that the federal government could come back and do additional cleanups on the island, and we are encouraged that there is still discussion in the federal realm of completing what their obligation to Hawaii.
Is there enough money to do that with that original amount now well under $500,000?
Well, the funding that we have, which you're talking about, the $500,000, is primarily for the environmental work on the island, the natural and cultural resources. Any funding to do unexploded ordnance cleanup would have to be a new federal appropriation from the federal government. That funding, which was the $400 million that everybody talks about, did not come to the state of Hawaii. It went to the Navy for their use to do the cleanup of the island, the unexploded ordnance. We had a portion of that to do our environmental work on the island. So we just want to make sure that people understand that the Kirk, we did not receive $400 million. The Navy utilized that money to do the cleanup on the island.
With so much more cleanup to be done, how much is one issue thwarting the other as you're trying to, you know, control the ungulates that are there to be able to increase the restoration of the island? There are certainly places that you can't go because there are still ordnance there.
That's true. About 25% of the island has not been cleared of unexploded ordnance. And it restricts the areas that we can go to. And also, in our planting efforts, we're restricted in how we can plant. There are areas that only the surface of the island has been cleared, so we can't dig. But we've come up with these innovative means of building soil from wind and from what we have available on the island to create clean soil that we can plant in. And it forces us to be very innovative in how to restore this island in areas where you can't dig a hole to put a plant in the ground.
As you're working to do what you can do in this time, and given the way that the soil is now, you're also relying a lot on volunteers to be able to do that and bringing people appropriately to the island to be able to help out. That, in part, is why you're asking for this appropriation from the legislature, isn't it?
Yes. We were lucky last year when we had our conversation about funding. The legislature did pass Act 84, which did give us about a third of our funding for Kahoʻolawe. We're asking for this supplemental increase so that we can continue bringing volunteers, which do the heavy work of Kahoʻolawe, restoring the land. Our state employees or crew, we're very small. We're about 13 to 14 people out there trying to manage an entire island for the rest of the state. And we believe that the restoration of Kahoʻolawe is not something that the state is going to do alone. It's something that the entire people of Hawaii needs to be a part of, because as they learn how to restore one island, they will learn how to restore their own islands in their own homes.
They'll carry it home with them in lots of different ways that go well beyond protecting Kahoʻolawe. But you do need a constant, steady stream of people to be able to do this. Now, not knowing how much money you may get from the legislature, how does that affect your plan for the coming year?
It makes it very difficult for us to really plan how to move forward with a lot of our work on the island. Having a steady stream of income helps us to project and try to, you know, make definite plans and commitments to the future, especially to people who want to come. We have more than, you know, double, triple the amount of people that want to come to Kahoʻolawe, but we cannot support everyone. And we know there are a lot of kupuna out there who want to see Kahoʻolawe one time before they pass away, and we are having a hard time making those commitments to people as our funding starts dwindling.
And that means actually getting that boat fixed so you can bring people there too. Michael, thank you for coming back, and we'll talk to you hopefully a lot sooner than just a year.
Thank you very much for having us, and thank you for talking about Kahoʻolawe.
Michael Nahoʻopiʻi is the Executive Director of the Kahoʻolawe Island Reserve Commission. He is a longtime Protect Kahoʻolawe Ohana member and a former U.S. Navy officer in charge of Kahoʻolawe during the conveyance of the islands to the state of Hawaii. He was also a senior manager during the early model cleanup and the later Navy Unexploded Ordnance Clearance Project.